Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to my podcast. This is the next episode. This episode, I've invited my friend Andre on to just speak a little bit. He owns two companies, that Vegan Melanin and Plenty Knowledge. So I wanted to have him as a guest on the show tonight, well, the episode, and so he can speak a little bit more about it. Just a little background. I met Andre in Black Vegan Social, BVS, last year when I started my plant-based journey officially, and we got to know each other on a personal level. And I'm just, you know, I'm glad I could say that I know him in real life and just off of the internet and off of social media. And I admire the work that he's putting in right now, because it is something that will ultimately change, you know, the Black community as a whole, and just the positivity and enlightenment that he does spread on a continuous daily basis. So, hi, Andre. Thank you. Do you want to talk a little bit about Plenty Knowledge and all that?
Sure. So I started by just talk about me. When I started my vegan or plant-based journey about 5 years ago, the end of my college semester or college year. I decided I wanted to just change just my life after I finished college. And I think that was one of the biggest or major thing. I just decided to change, and I did, you know, a lot of research on it and just wanted to surround myself with like-minded people, just people on the internet. You know, I just decided to do all those things. And I met my ex around that time, and she was a vegetarian at that time, and then she became vegan, and so did I. She kind of influenced me to go down that route. Mm-hmm. And after that, that's when, shortly after, like a year after, I started that vegan melanin, and I just felt like, you know, to share basically everything about my experience and just everything that I'm learning at the same time. Create a community, basically. That's what I was trying to do. But I didn't think it would get this, you know, it's big enough to make things happen. And I started a website, have a blog, have a couple of blogs on there, talk about health and wellness. And I'm working on a few other things on there. And I have a few products from some vendors. And yeah, and also, you know, Plenty Knowledge, I started that the year after. Right. And I actually started out with a friend. Mm-hmm. And we just wasn't sure we just wanted to start a health kind of line. So it's called Plenty Knowledge, like Plenty Knowledge. Yeah. And our first shirt was it's called Beats, Keep Your Heart Beating. I thought it was pretty catchy. People loved it. Yeah, I don't know. It was just cool. Wasn't sure where we wanted to go, right. But we knew we wanted to just get the message out, right, when it comes to people. Yeah.
Okay. And then so right now, yes, with Plenty Knowledge on the website, it's set up to where you have smoothies, like exclusive smoothies that you've made, and you have your recipes, so people can go ahead and register through your website and have access to that. But the thing about your smoothies is that it's not just quote unquote like things all thrown in the blender to make it taste great. It's actual things that make sense in the science behind it, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, you know, I'm all about health, and I'm all about health. So, you know, some people, they think if you, you know, focus too much on health, then stuff won't taste good.
Right.
But I focus on taste. Right now I'm studying herbs.
Right, right.
So not physically, but I'm actually reading, you know, it's a course I'm taking. I'm just reading stuff and I'm learning about different herbs, because I add herbs and different spices and, you know, fruits and vegetables to my smoothies. And like I said, I wasn't even sure. I wasn't even, not sure, but I didn't know this was going to happen the way I'm doing it now. It's just kind of like, because I moved from Brooklyn to Memphis to Atlanta. And I feel like landing in Atlanta kind of like, mm-hmm, surrounding surrounding myself with like-minded people and just like
Right.
people who are interested in that. That's kind of the reason why I created. Things just happened for a reason. Reason why I'm here.
Right, and I'm sure though going from coming from Brooklyn, where you grew up, but then also going to
Right.
Memphis, Tennessee, which is down, kind of like down south, but you know, and then Atlanta, you could see like the difference on what in terms of diversity, but also like the influence of a plant-based community or a vegan community where you're
Right.
at. So Memphis may not have a strong vegan community or plant-based community as Brooklyn or even New York City as a whole, versus also versus like a place like Atlanta. Yeah. Okay. Cool. And so what are your future plans for planting knowledge?
Future plan. So recently I just launched so I'll be, basically delivering smoothies in the Atlanta metropolitan area. And I think that's part of the future, but I actually want to open a brick and mortar store in Atlanta, and currently working on my website, www.plantyknowledge.com. You can find the GoFundMe page where I basically trying to raise money to put together that brick and mortar. So that's like the biggest thing that I really want to happen. And but right now I'm just trying to, I guess the smoothie thing, delivering smoothies throughout, just trying to see how people react to it, and I'm just go from there and see what happens. But I really want everything to, work out, to pan out. I feel like it will.
And that's something new for you too, like doing the whole delivery for smoothies. A lot of people nowadays, especially with New Year's coming around, they're making New Year's resolutions. All of a sudden, everybody wants to go to the gym and work out or be on like this health craze. But I feel like overall, a lot of people are on a health craze. So even if they aren't vegan or aren't plant-based, they're still somewhat health conscious. And I think your services would definitely be needed. A lot of people want that convenience. They want something that makes sense and something that pretty much they know they'll be taken care of if they have it. And you know, obviously something affordable. But well, that's good. And then yeah, so like your site, Planty Knowledge, sorry, .com, that has its online home. Like it has its home online. It's got its website. You can do everything on the website. You can donate. You can register, you can get on the mailing list, all these kind of things. But now it sounds like you're just working towards an actual physical location, in Atlanta where you're at. And that's what the donate and the GoFundMe is about, to help get donations for that. And all in all, that's a great project because that's something that will definitely give back to the community. In so many ways, you could start it off as your place for your smoothies, having space to do other types of wellness instead of just, you know, your intake and what you're eating and drinking, but also for your mental with yoga or meditation sessions and things like that, or just a spot where people can read, and be intellectual together and have those intelligent conversations and stimulate each other. And also, just a place where I'm sure you would want to have just financial workshops to educate the community, the Black community especially, about finances and just using your, you know, your home, your what you're building for planting knowledge, to best serve the Black community, and it all ties in together. And that's the great thing that I like about it is like, you know, it starts off small. But however, like it can expand to so much more, and it can make a huge difference, whether it's this generation or the next generation, or trickling down. But I like the whole idea behind it, and I like the work that you do behind it. I mean, I know you personally, so I know the work
Thanks.
that you do. Yeah, I know the work you
Yeah,
do.
listen, yeah.
I know the work that goes into it behind the scenes, and it's not something that's easy, you know, or something that's so simple. It
Yeah.
definitely takes a lot of dedication and a lot of effort. It's very tedious, and hopefully, you know, when you see this getting to the point exactly where you want it to get, people can understand that and realize the value in that, and not take something like this for granted. I feel like we don't have a lot of these types of things in the Black community, and then in our neighborhoods. Or we might have a community center, but what's in that community center? Is it teaching, you know, healthy eating? Is it teaching all those types of different things? Or is it just a place to play sports? Which sports are great, but what else? You know, there are other levels to kind of expand your mind, or a child's mind, or an individual, however old they may be. But I like the idea that you have for planting knowledge. So did you think that, you know, from back in the day when you was like, oh, I'm gonna start this, did you think it would kind of grow into what you're doing now, and the how closer you're getting towards that? Or did you kind of know from like day one, like, this is where it's gonna end up?
Yeah, definitely. I just have I'm very optimistic. I definitely believe that I just have this type of energy that I when I put things together, it basically expands and they keep expanding because I know how to feed things and I study things.
Right.
And you know, like that vegan melanin, the way it grew and you know, planting knowledge, even though it you know, it has its fan base or it's the people who's following on Instagram, Facebook.
Right.
I just didn't know. You gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say, in terms of like Instagram and like Facebook, like social media, what social media do you have so people can follow you?
Oh yeah, so I have you know that vegan melanin. You can follow me at that underscore vegan underscore and melanin, and
Right.
same as Facebook without the underscores, and also Planty Knowledge. It's plant and T and two E's and knowledge on Instagram and Facebook, and Twitter as well. That vegan melanin and Planty Knowledge. And yeah, those are right now. So,
Right, and do you have Twitter as well and anything else?
yeah, Twitter. I have just Twitter and for both social media handles. Yeah.
Right. So really quickly, I have something interesting to ask. How did you choose the colors that you wanted, and for both that vegan melanin and planting knowledge? Because they're both of them have their acronyms, like that vegan melanin is TVM. And planting knowledge is PTK. And I know for planting knowledge, it's like a pyramid symbol, and you have your color association a certain way. And the same thing with that vegan melanin. So, what's the story for both of them? Like, what's the story in the color, you know, the color situation with that? Like, why did you choose those colors and symbols and situations that way?
Well, that vegan melanin with the logo, I think more the name has more of a meaning than just the logo. I just put it together that way. But the you know that vegan melanin is more like it's more it's it sounds I just thought it sounded like this kind of like a powerful thing like empowerment. You know that vegan melanin put in like it's like an all-in-one
Right.
kind of thing. Same as like plantee knowledge, plant knowledge or plantee knowledge like all-in-one.
Right.
The pyramid. It's same as the pyramid. Also have the Pan-African colors, you know, the red, green, and black in there. So it's kind of like, when, you know, when people melanated people see it, then they'll know, you know,
Right,
once you're, you
right.
know, if you're woke as well or whatever, and then you see
Those
it.
colors are
If you know
universal.
Marcus, right. If you know Marcus Garvey, then
Right.
you see the, you know, you see the symbol. You know what it is. And yeah, I really want to attract more and more melanated people when it comes to like, you know. Knowing about plants, you know what they do to your body. And I'm not trying to tell people to go vegan or, I mean, I used to kind of, but tell people, yo, I wish everyone would, but, you know, at least introduce more leafy greens and fruits, you know, in the diet. And that's all I'm trying to do, you know. I think it's a lot of us, you know, who are in a community like this, that's trying to do that. Like, you know, like chocobars, like 19 Keys, you know, these people are trying to, you
Right, bring
know,
awareness.
educate us. We say the same thing. Yeah, we say the same thing every single day, but just in a different way.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like chocobars, you know, I follow chocobars too, and I feel like he's more on like the definitely spread positivity and spread love, but I feel like his first agenda is like plant-based diet. I'm going to show you why. Constantly about fruits, exotic fruits, and everything like that. And I follow 19 Keys as well. And he's also about sending out positive messages to the Black community, but his is more of like a mental kind of thing in your thought process of everything and how that affects your actions. Not too much with your diet. A little bit he might touch on it, but not exclusively like how Chocobars does. Okay, well, do you have anything else that you want to say about planting knowledge or that via melanin? Anything new happening for any of the companies in January that people can kind of look forward to, or you know, in the new
I
year
think that
in 2020?
it's just me introducing my smoothies. You know, two smoothies that I have. It's a mucus-free and green smoothie cleanser, and you can just go online, Plantea Knowledge, www.planteaknowledge.com, and just order. You know, just read before you order. Read the instructions, and you know, just the benefits are there. The ingredients, everything is there. Information. Also, you know, my cups—they are made out of corn, so they're actually good for the environment. You know, if they're in like 120 degrees, like if someone just like litters and it just melts in 120 degrees weather, it actually dissolves in the soil, so it won't, you know, it won't hurt any animals or anything like that. So, you know, so that's basically the latest thing I have I'm working on, you know. Yeah.
Okay. And pretty much anybody can reach you on social media or even through the website. So if they had any questions about anything, with like herbs or, you know, smoothie combinations and that kind of thing, like they're able to reach you. And your turnaround time to reach out to them is pretty quick, which is also good for people because they like that convenience. All right, well, this is all I got for the podcast episode. I can't think of anything else. If you don't have anything else to say, thank you everyone for listening. I hope you got something from this. But yeah, go ahead and check out Andre's pages. It's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, That Via Melanin, Planting Knowledge. It's on Twitter. Go to his website, and each website he has a link to the next website. So, you know, if you go to his webpage before you go to his social media, there's still ways to view his other stuff as well. But all right, until the next episode, bye guys.
All right, peace.